I will not be silenced.
By the Lamb.
But Nishe Satan is his friends telling him. I love people that say, hey, Nishe, shut up. What's the calling number?
No, it's not even... They didn't even use the word shut up. They used the word I don't even know what it means. Hold on. You want me to put it out there?
Yeah, 708-493-1530 for you pansies that don't want to call.
But okay. This is what they said. Nishe, shut your bazoo.
Yeah, bazoo.
Now, is that my mouth or my other part?
It's your mouth.
Okay.
Yeah.
And text us the phone number, but I do not see the call board lit up because I did text them the phone number. 708.
Are these intelligent human beings that know how to talk?
They purport to be.
They report to you.
Purport. Puport.
Oh.
Puport. Poop.
Who are these people? What do they do?
They're the 6 new listeners I got you since I started doing the show.
When you do it only.
Well, yeah, when I talk, they listen. They turn it off when you talk.
Well, apparently they're not listening because what did you say? What do you have to shut your...
My bazoo.
About what? What did you say? It made nothing but sense to me.
I think they just wanted the phone number for the last 3 minutes, but they don't know how to use a phone.
All right, listen, I have a case. Well, I'm sorry, this case. Well, here you go. 708-493-1530. We pulled this 2 days ago. Did you read about this Tampa First Lady of tax refund fraud that gets 21 years in prison?
Yeah. I do represent some of those people, by the way.
Well, this is a girl. The reason why it rang funny with us is this gal was sentenced to 21 years in prison. Oh, and I love this. This is where the liberal media, apart from her 3 children. Well, hey, dummy, if you didn't do the crime, you wouldn't do the time. It's always the self-proclaimed First Lady of tax refund who admitted stealing more than $3 million and is suspected has taken as much as $20 million, dropped her head to the table and sobbed upon hearing the punishment. She knew what she was doing was wrong, said James S. Moody down in Florida. Her name is Rashia Wilson. But this is what makes the case so where people are so stupid. In reference, ready, to grandiose claims by Wilson on her Facebook page that she was untouchable by the Tampa Police Department, the agency that sounded the alarm about such crimes nationally, IRS, Criminal Investigation, Secret Service, the U.S. Postal Service, and the Hillsborough County Service joined the Tampa TPD in the investigation. I'm a millionaire, for the record, so if you think you think you're indicting me will be easy, it won't. I promise you. You need more than black and white. Here we go. You need more than black and white to hold me down. In the rat who went and told. I know. This is how she writes, this complete illiterate fool. As a first lady, don't have the Tampa Bay Police Department under her spell. I run Tampa right now.
So basically, she's the mayor of Tampa Bay.
Who just got 21 years because she's boasting on Facebook. Yeah, after calling herself the queen of IRS tax fraud, Facebook, Rashia Wilson received the harshest penalty
That is a harsh penalty. 21 years on tax fraud, that's harsh. I don't even think Madoff got that much time.
He got 115 years.
Yeah, but at least he took a lot more money.
He'll be out in 90.
At least he took a lot more money.
She predicted she will not serve time.
You know what? If she calls me and I do her appeal, she may not. That a plug? That's a plug.
Here's how smart she is. For a few years, the tax fraud allowed her an unimaginable lifestyle. She spent $30,000 on her one-year-old's birthday party and $90,000 on an Audi. In the end, dollar signs, not Facebook or a psychological report, caught the judge's attention. I can't ignore the fact that she stole over $3 million from the government, he said. The 21-year sentence includes 210 months for wild fraud, 24 months for aggravated identity theft, and 18 months for the gun.
She has a gun?
Apparently.
Wow.
It's a harshest penalty in Tampa Bay for charging relating to stolen identity refund fraud, which sent car dealer Russell Simmons to prison for 15 years.
Did he help?
Ooh, I don't know who he is.
So you and I need to forget the Ponzi scheme and open up a tax services office.
Okay, what does that do?
We just make up fake deductions and get money back from keep half of it.
Wait a minute. Okay, so we make up. So somebody.
So we open up the Pincus Tax Refund Center.
But I'm not an accountant.
You don't have to be to do taxes. Well, now you kind of have to have some education. But back then, you didn't.
We go to Harper for a week.
Yeah,
okay. Well,
you and I get an accounting degree. Oh, I have an accounting degree. We're okay.
All right, we're good. All right, continue.
So what you do, and what these people do, or some of them are accused of doing wrongfully, is you come in, they get you all these deductions that you're not entitled to. So your refund is a lot bigger than what it should have been. Mm-hmm. And then you get a piece of the pie because you got them back all that money.
And they're your partner in crime because they snitch on you. They're snitching on themselves.
That's right. But government gives them a pass because
they snitch on you.
Because you're a snitch. Oh, wait, you a rat.
You a rat, man.
You a rat.
I ain't spending no time in prison. You're crazy.
What do you hear about that Russian mob guy out in Boston who was working with the feds and they protected him and protected him and protected him? Turns out he killed somebody while he was on their dime.
They don't care.
They don't. They just protect them. They're
no,
rats.
They, you know what? They play both ends. Like, look at Manuel Noriega. I mean, they played both sides there. And then all of a sudden, they lock them up for 20-some-odd years.
Well, that's
or
what happens.
Like that. Right.
When they're done with you.
Right. They're done with you.
They're done with you, and they need you to keep your mouth shut. You become the husband and the wife in the Fed pen. What do you think Noriega was, the husband or the wife?
I think, does it happen in Fed? I mean, is it as rampant as they say?
It's rampant in state.
You know what I'm saying?
Courts.
I mean, I'm not saying prison is a delightful place to be, but is it like, everybody says, oh, there comes Bubba. Is it really like that?
Listen, let's just put it this way. If you are going to commit a crime, and I'm not advocating that because they'll probably come get me right now.
Okay.
Federal is the way to go.
All right.
The jails are a lot nicer.
Yeah.
There's not as much husband-wife playing.
Not the hardcore jails, because our friend Johnny Kappas, who wrote that, you know, remember him in
the
80s?
Remember,
yeah. Remember the cocaine guy, and he went on the boat with Giselle Fernandez and all this crap? Well, he said it was 15 years of, like, hard time somewhere in Pennsylvania. But it was federal because cocaine.
Okay, but state jails are miserable.
But I'm just, no, I'm
there's
not disagreeing.
There's a lot more
Bubba 11. You mean the federal, maybe minimum or so? This guy was in a federal maximum.
Yeah, well, even federal maximum is still better than state minimum.
Really?
Really.
He was in some hardcore jail out in Pennsylvania. He said, man, he saw guys get sliced and diced a few times.
That's normal.
You know, like during a movie and so on and so forth.
You got to realize if you're not part of a gang, you better become one real quickly when you get to jail because that's how it works. The gangs run the prisons.
Even in federal joints?
Yeah. The gangs run the prisons. So you better become buddy-buddy being a white cobra.
Can you start a gang?
Yeah, I don't know how you do with that, Pink. You're white. The white cobras.
Yeah.
Or the white gangster disciples.
I'd have to be a Nazi, but they wouldn't accept me because
I'm
Jewish.
No, but they're already there. Yeah, that's true. The Nazi gang would not take
you. I think I'd be dead. They'd probably kill me.
You could become a white Jewish supremacist. I think you could do that.
You think so?
I think you can. Which gang do you think Blagojevich joined?
He's in a minimum joint.
Yeah, he's in a camp.
It's a camp, right?
It's a camp.
But it's got to be boring as all hell.
You know what? It's the camps, the federal prison camps, are basically a college dorm living, except you can't walk off the premises.
Right.
You get a job, you make 50 cents an hour.
Can't drink, can't smoke.
But, you know, you can cook and clean and, you know, play the guitar, I guess. I heard he's taking guitar lessons.
All right.
And, you know, it's not a bad life.
It's a bad life.
It's a bad life, but it could be worse.
It's a bad life.
It's a bad life.
It's a bad life.
It's a bad life.
So what else? Anything else you want to tell me that in your world as far as what's going on, as far as any cases you're trying that might be interesting to our audience?
You know, healthcare fraud's picking up again.
Why? What happened? Why did it go south?
Well, I got another doctor who got in a little bit of trouble, allegedly.
Yes.
But, you know, they've always been big on healthcare fraud. You know, tax fraud is picking up. You know why?
Why?
Because our government is so poor that they're trying to collect money from us.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've ramped up their tax fraud prosecutions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, any government subsidy, so taxes, Medicaid, Social Security, any type of fraud, they're mm-hmm. ramping up on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting big. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a lot more indictments coming down the pipeline. So if you're going to run a Ponzi scheme or any kind of fraudulent scheme, call us first. Because you and I are professional Ponzi schemers.
No, not yet.
We're working on it. We're still building our business plan.
We said that the other day.
We're building our business plan.
No, we really have to perfect it. I think the main thing is disclosure.
Openness.
Right.
We need openness. I think we got a call. Is it one of my bazoos?
I don't know. Jim.
Jim from Schaumburg.
Jim. Hello, Jim.
Who's Jim from Schaumburg?
We're going to find out right now.
All right, let's talk to Jim.
Hello, Jim.
Jim hung up.
Jim.
Why'd you hang up, Jim?
Goodbye, Jim. That's all right. 708-493-1530 is our number. We're going to take a break and continue middays right here in WCKG.
1530 AM, WCKG Elmhurst, Hinsdale, Oak Brook. From DuPage County to the world, download your free smartphone app at 1530WCKG.com.
This WCKG Bloomberg Business Report is brought to you by licensed DuPage real estate broker Michelle Dubiel. Buy or sell, call Michelle. She specializes in residential DuPage County real estate. Call Michelle today at 630-812-0093. Call Michelle at 630-812-0093.
U.S. stock futures are down ahead of Friday trading. From Bloomberg World Headquarters in New York, I'm Susanna Palmer. Stock index futures have declined, signaling benchmark equity gauges may retreat from records as earnings from Microsoft and Google missed analysts' estimates. Microsoft, the world's largest software maker, dropped 6.3% in early New York trading. Google, the owner of the most popular internet search engine, lost 4%. Advanced Micro Devices slid 4.7% in early trading as analysts recommended investors sell the shares after the maker of personal computer processors reported its results. Dow futures are down by 25 points, S&P futures down a point. European stocks are lower. The FT 100 in London is down 0.4%, the CAC 40 in Paris down 0.3%, and the DAX in Frankfurt down 0.4%. Stocks fell in Tokyo in the Thursday session. And that's a Bloomberg Market Minute.
Nail fungus can be embarrassing. If left untreated, nail fungus can be passed between family members and lead to serious health problems. If you have discolored or disfigured toenails you've been hiding all winter, the spring sun will be like a spotlight on them. But don't worry, Dr. Frankel has a solution, and it takes less than 30 minutes. Dr. Frankel of A Foot and Ankle Center uses the only FDA-approved revolutionary pinpoint laser. It's safe, virtually painless, and 90% effective. Why hide your toes when a quick laser treatment can free you from nail fungus? After all, it's open toe shoe season. Contact Dr. Neil Frankel. He'll provide you a free consultation, and you've nothing to lose. Visit afootandanklecenter.com. They have three convenient locations, downtown, Oak Brook, and Lincolnwood. That's afootandanklecenter.com or call 800-481-FEET. That's 800-481-3338.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
This portion of the Jeff Pincus Show on WCKG is brought to you by 312 Refinance. Call the mortgage experts, our friends at 312 Refinance today. Call Fran to refinance or get a new home loan. That's 312 Refinance.
Hate these bumpers already. It's like, I feel like.
Hey, the Black Sabbath one was cool though. The one before this bumper, the Black Sabbath.
They all
was awesome.
Suck. They suck. These
you created
bumpers.
Them.
I didn't. Well, you keep playing the same ones every day. I gave you like, you must have 500 bumpers on that disc. 20. Well, then get new ones. You're the producer. Let's go.
Your Nobel Peace Prize. What do we call him? Nobel?
What are we supposed to do? I give him new bumpers. He puts them in, then only for the day. Then he takes them out.
You know what? Let's do a test with him. We'll give him some new underwear. Let's see if he wears it.
I think he's going commando.
Right. Marty.
Yeah, he's a commando man.
He's got a smile on.
See? You always know the deal with him. He'd be the worst poker player ever.
So I just found out who hung up on us. Jim from Schaumburg.
Who cares?
He hung up. I hurt my feelings.
Yeah. So what do you think about this? Did you hear? This is what gets me crazy,
what
too.
What gets you crazy, Pinker?
Not crazy, but this juror was going to write a book, which is great. It's capitalism by E.
At its finest.
Yeah, and then she signs a literary deal, and then somebody on Twitter did a social media campaign, so she kicked out. To me, that's when you write the book. You want people talking about you.
Look, you just spent all that time on jury duty. Make some money.
No. I'm saying, right. Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm saying is make some damn
absolutely.
Money.
Absolutely.
You know what? After what? That trial was a month long, maybe 3-4 weeks.
I mean, the whole idea. So because people are pounding her, I believe it was like, yeah, I was just.
I mean, I'm writing a memoir of everything that happens at Prime Steakhouse. I am writing a book, The Memoirs of Pincus. On Milf Night.
Why? No, I'm very tame. You don't.
I know that you're. I know you're tame, but that's why I'm writing the book. It's a children's novel. I'm gonna have it read at my daughter's kindergarten class.
I'll tell you what. I was a little overserved last night. I had three.
I've never seen you drink that much.
Yeah.
Ever.
I got there and I had a cocktail and another two at dinner and then one after. Yeah,
that was the most I've ever seen you pound.
Yeah, I was.
But you know what? It was a rough night.
I needed something to, you know. Oh, but you know, and this chick. Oh, she's probably not listening now because. This is radio. So you got to talk about some. Oh, you're still talking about me. I mean, she just digs herself deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. But really, I needed some cocktails with her. I mean, talking to Sean, I was like, because you know how I am. I get angry, and I get, you know, then I get unschmoozable. I needed a couple of drinks. And Frank was quiet last night, and I'm sitting next to Scott Nelson, another exciting human being who doesn't say anything because he's an accountant. So I got a computer guy to my left, him to my right, staring at her.
And curry chicken on the other far right.
And the capitalistic nation union.
Well, you know, Sean could take a whole hour of talking. It'd be just fine.
Sean has got a way of just putting everything right in its proper perspective.
He calls it as he sees it.
Right.
And that's great.
It's wonderful. All right, so what's wrong with it? So you're talking about fraud before we hit a break, and that's the big thing now?
That's health, the big health thing. Free, you know, fraud? Anything where the government lost money is the big thing
so
now.
Is it like the doctors, like your friend Dr. Gupta, putting in false claims?
False claims.
Stuff like that?
Yes. You know, he had an office in Iowa.
This is Gautam Gupta?
This is Gautam Gupta. I have an office as far as Iowa.
And he had it had all of it, and now he's back with the tribe.
Yeah, he's back home, and the feds can't find him. He's been indicted. And it's like we talked about last time. There's like 10 million Guptas.
And
Patels.
What's bigger, the Guptas or the Patels?
I think the Patels.
Okay.
They're the Smiths.
And the other one are the Joneses?
Yeah, the Guptas are the Joneses. Because the Patels can't keep up with the Guptas.
So let me ask you, when you're growing up, because I know you have a culture of beating people into the ground.
Yes.
So when you do that.
Yes.
And you have this exterior, or I think that you have some sort of Teflon built into your DNA. Because you can try to insult, put down, nail them, and they just keep coming back for more. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
It's the challenge.
The negotiation of patience is beyond me. So why is that? I mean, when you're growing up, you have intelligent parents. Are you like raised? Okay, when you go to a store, you beat them up on price. How does that work when you're like around the dinner table?
How do we beat each other up at the dinner table? Or do we actually talk about how I beat you up for a free drink at McDonald's?
I mean, is this like a culture song,
you know, it's basically, you know, you want to make your father proud. So when you're old enough to go buy your own stuff, you know, because you spent 18 years watching him beat the hell out of the car salesman.
All right.
You watch it, right? And you're like, I got to make my dad proud. I'm an Indian kid. It's all about making your family proud. Mm-hmm. So then you go buy your first car. Dad, look what I did. He wanted $18,000. I paid $2,000. I didn't get an engine, though.
You're going to only beat him so when you far to the ground.
Yeah, but, you know, car sales, you can't beat him up anymore. That's got no
You really life. Can't.
But
you
there's
really
other can't. Things. There's other things you can still negotiate.
Like at Swap-A-Rama.
At Swap-A-Rama. I saved $2.
But you know what's terrible about what you're doing? Those poor people, that extra $2 you beat him out of.
Yeah, he would have sold it for $5.
He needs it more than you. See, that's your justification. He would have sold it for $5.
He would have sold it for $5.
Or he's going to give it away because he can't get rid of it.
But, really, isn't this capitalism? Let's get Sean back on. This is capitalism.
No, I know, but there's also should be something.
Free market enterprise.
I know. But there'd be something in your heart that says, here's an extra couple of bucks. I mean, out of the goodness of your heart. Not capitalism all the time. Haven't you ever done anything for free? No.
I do all the time.
Okay.
Didn't I read a contract for you for free once? I didn't ask you for any money.
Are you said, kidding
hey,
me?
You said, hey, read this for me.
Oh, my God. You read one page. You were like, are you skimming? I think that looks all right. I don't really do this kind of work.
But I did it, didn't I?
I don't.
I did do it.
You didn't really not.
I did read it, actually. I can read pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I have to get this thing worked out with Smilin' Milin'. You're not the guy. Read that stuff.
I have a guy. I know guys.
I have a guy.
I have people.
We all have the people.
I have Guptas in my pocket.
I'm not dealing with the Gupta. And then if you try to beat on them on the price, beat you on your price, then you get offended.
It ain't going to happen. It's not.
You are one tough customer to go with. Do you beat him down at the Bellagio, too? Is that what you would do?
The room you were in, I would have had the nicer room.
I had a nice room.
Yeah, but I would have had a nice room.
All right, you're going to come out there next year. We're going to see.
I'll go next time. Mm-hmm. I can drive a car. You know, I can drive the cab. I can pick us up at the airport.
You know, those cab drivers out there, I'll tell you what. I mean, they make good money, but it's not like it is here.
It's regulated there.
Right. They work for the company, and they got you on camera in the car.
And they
got
to write everything down.
They got to write everything
point
down.
Point A to point B, 597.
Right. Obviously keep your tips. It's not like you lease it, and you work. They're all 12-hour shifts, and they're always looking for drivers. So we can always get a job driving a cab out there.
Okay. You want to hear a story about cabs? You notice how the cab drivers here drive crazy in Chicago?
So apparently.
Okay, but here I realized this the last time I went to India.
Yeah.
In India, there's four lanes of traffic, right? Mm-hmm. There's four actual lines mm-hmm. of traffic. Mm-hmm. Except going across those four lanes are 8 cars. Mm-hmm. So it's okay to drive on the white line. In India, mm-hmm. obviously, because you can only fit so many cars in the width. Next time you're in Chicago, watch the cabs. They drive on the lines because that's how you drive in India. Uh-huh. And most of them are Indians. Mm. Best line about a cab driver. I'm thinking I'm forgetting where you want to go. He was so smart. He had to think about the fact he forgot where I wanted to go. That led to I had a few drinks in me, and so it led to this open conversation. Back in India, he was an engineer.
Oh.
And so he thinks a lot.
And he's driving you around.
He's driving me around in Cabrini Green, and I'm going to die. And he's telling me he's thinking, he obviously did forget because I really wasn't going to Cabrini Green. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he had to think about the fact he forgot where I wanted to go. He just didn't forget. He had to think about it. Mm-hmm. That's the best one-liner out of a cab driver ever.
He's trying to scam you. So how much more did it cost you? Then you beat him into the ground on that, and when he pulls the lever up, okay, we 2014, and then you go, no, you drove me around, and then you pound him for that.
No, he felt bad. He felt bad, so he gave me a break. And he did leave me in Cabrini Green, though.
There's nothing wrong with Cabrini Green. What's wrong?
You ever watch the movie Candyman? People die in Cabrini Green. There's this, like, possessed guy who comes and kills you.
Listen, man, I didn't live far from Cabrini Green. I wanted no part of it. It's over there. It's over.
It's gone.
Now. It's gone.
Cabrini Green's gone. All that's left is that church.
Now they moved to now they're, you know, who knows? I didn't know where they're relocated.
No, you know what they did actually.
No, tell me.
Well, first of all, you gotta realize public housing like that, these high rises.
Yes.
Was the worst idea ever.
Of course.
You put all these people together. What do you think's gonna happen? Crime.
Combustion.
Yeah. So what they did is they spread them out into smaller, like. Not high rise, like mid rise and townhouse living. That's what they did with it. They dispersed everybody, so they realized you keep everybody away from each other. Your next door neighbor could have been a Cabrini Greener.
Yeah, you know, I got to be careful. Someone broke into a garage in my gated community. I got to be careful. You never know. Could have a Section 8 housing right next door. You never know. Not there's anything wrong with that, of course.
No, of course not. Of course, they're nice people.
Very.
Mm-hmm. They barbecue good.
They. What? People, why? Because Section 8, because why?
No, they just know how to barbecue, man.
How do you, what?
They know how to.
I was thinking of an event. We can have a Section 8 barbecue.
We could. Open house? Mm-hmm. Can we do it in the parking lot?
Come steal my tools.
Hey, they're nice people.
No, hey, listen, man. Free people that want free stuff, I love them. They're great.
Yeah, they're very
wonderful.
Nice people. Very nice people.
They're very, 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 very. Well, Marty, he doesn't do that too much. He's a kid. He takes from his parents, but he's on his way out. He's got 60 days to go. But maybe he got a reprieve because he hasn't joined us on Thursday. He can listen. He can make excuses all he wants about the whatever, rugby, schmrugby, softball practice. It's one night. He can go out. If he really wanted to go, he could go. And if he was really ambitious in this job, he would go. Why? To observe, to
and
watch.
To market himself.
To listen.
To meet people.
To listen, to watch how these things develop. See, I keep throwing them. You want them to kind of latch on. You want them to... latch on. You want him to latch on. But he doesn't, so there's nothing I can do.
Well,
I might go offer it. He knows Thursday. So one time, hey, Pinker, you know, I'm joining you out there. I want to have maybe a couple of drinks. I'd like to check out. It'd be some fun. It'd be some, you know, I can, you know, riff about it on the show. I play softball with his bros. That's that Mount Greenwood.
Well, remember,
when he's sliding into third base when he's 57 years old thinking he's 22.
No, but remember.
There's a million guys like
Pink,
that.
Pink.
That glory days have passed them, and they just keep on.
You know why? Because it's bros before hoes.
I know. I understand.
And MILFs.
Yeah.
And GILFs.
That's so.
Geriatrics.
Seen a million guys like you, Marty, headed for disaster. He's rounding second, and then someone comes, you come up lame with a, you break an
His
ankle.
His hamstring pops.
You break an ankle. Seriously, it happens to these guys, and you know, then they're 42, and then they get crazy because they can't play softball at 45 or 48, and it's ridiculous. I mean, you know, go watch your kid. No, they can't give it up forever. It's something that, you know, something's wrong with them. Oh, then they'll go to pitching or something. And
Little league practice.
And they have names for each other. They probably call them Downey or something, or, you know, Peaches. And
Mile High Marty.
Yeah. Yeah, what's your nickname?
Marty.
Downsy, you know, you got...
you know what, let's just name him Downward Dougie.
You got Poochie, you got Harry, and you got all these guys out
Smitty.
There.
Smitty.
Yeah, right.
It's like Cheers.
Yeah, and then it's, hey, yeah, yeah, it's like Leslie. You remind me of the guy that I made a bust with, last week. He couldn't run to first base either. That's what they talk about. Oh, yeah, at the firehouse.
So, Marty, are you drinking again?
Yeah, you know, he's been a very good boy.
Are you back on the wagon?
He wishes.
Oh, boy.
No drinking at all since the Hawk thing? None. Zero.
So it was a one-night love affair with a bottle of tequila?
Yes, and that is how he got his wonderful name, Nobel Prize. So something good came out of the drinking. Speaking of good, we're going to take a break.
And yes.
Yes.
And yes.
Oh, yes. And we're going to take a break.
And yes.
That's not the bit. I
missed the bit again.
I was explaining, folks, that when you do stuff, you know, like when Sean last night was having fun with that no sense of humor chick, I said, you got to go yes and, like you go along with the bit. Yes, ha, 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 boopity boo. Like,
and yes.
Like, wouldn't you wish, Sean, or, you know,
and
Sean.
And then what happened?
You think you can come up with me, keep it up with me, Sean, ha, ha, and say,
no, I don't think so.
I didn't leave with Sean. I don't like
Sean.
Or
is it sense of annihilation? Let's be friends and let's be kind to each other. All right, we'll continue being kind for the next half hour. Right here on the Jeff Pinkett Show. Don't go away.
The voice of DuPage County is 1530 AM WCKG Elmhurst Hinsdale Oak Brook. Download your free smartphone app at 1530WCKG.com.
This WCKG Bloomberg Business Report is brought to you by 312 Refinance. Call the mortgage experts, our friends at 312 Refinance today. Call Fran to refinance or get a new home loan. That's 312-REFINANCE.
This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports Report. I'm Scott Soschnick. Tiger Woods will remain a member of the Nike family. Woods recently signed his fourth golf endorsement agreement with the world's largest sporting goods company. Terms were not disclosed. Agent Mark Steinberg had said that he expected the new contract to keep Woods with Nike for the remainder of his career. Tiger's current contract, signed in 2006, was set to expire this year. Woods is the top-ranked player in the world. He's currently competing in the British Open, which is being held at Muirfield in Scotland. Tiger's contract with Nike has been reported to be worth as much as $20 million a year since he signed a five-year contract in 2001. That replaced his original $40 million deal. Golf Digest said Woods earned $77 million off the course in 2012. Tiger lost endorsement deals with AT&T, Accenture, and Tag Watches following a marital scandal in 2009. Nike stood by him. Tiger has four PGA Tour wins this year. That's the Bloomberg Business of Sports Report. I'm Scott Soschnick.
Ladies, do you cringe at the thought of wearing high heels because of the pain? Well, it's not the shoes, it's your bunions. There's a way to correct your bunions with almost no downtime. Dr. Neil Frankel specializes in the revolutionary micro-Swiss technique, a minimally invasive approach to bunion correction. It's the absolute best way to correct bunions. You get no scarring, minimal swelling, and very, very little pain. If you have the procedure done on a Friday, you can be back to work on Monday. Dr. Frankel has been in practice for 30 years, and he's performed thousands of bunion correction procedures. Dr. Frankel has three convenient locations, downtown, Oak Brook, and Lincolnwood. He accepts all major insurance plans and will provide you an absolutely free consultation, so you've nothing to lose. Visit afootandanklecenter.com. That's afootandanklecenter.com. Or call 800-481-FEET. That's 800-481-3338.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
This portion of the Jeff Pinkett Show on WCKG is brought to you by
licensed DuPage real estate broker Michelle Dubiel. Buy or sell, call Michelle. Michelle specializes in DuPage residential real estate. Call Michelle today at 630-812-0093.
All right, it's better.
You like this better than the other ones?
Cars are the poop baby. Friday afternoon with the Pinker.
And Dot. Not Feather.
All right.
Dot.
All right, let's get rocking on the phones here. 708-493-1530.
Mm-hmm. We have a caller. Caller, who is this?
First time caller. Long
Scott
time.
Nelson. How are you?
First time caller, long time listeners.
Scotty N. Yeah.
What's
hey,
up?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Not much. Why you call? Pleasure to meet you, my friend.
It was nice to meet you, too.
This is it? This
That's
is,
it? You called to tell me you love
hello,
me?
Hello, how are you? Hi, hello, it's Scott Nelson. No, yeah, this is a radio show.
No, I know.
But, silence is bad.
I guess I missed all the excitement.
What excitement?
What excitement? You're sitting right there.
You were there.
After I left.
Nothing happened.
No, nothing happened at all.
No, nothing.
Okay. Well, you know, Pincus introduced me as, you know, I like your introduction last night when you had a few gray goose in you, and then, you know, Count Extraordinaire, and now I'm just a silent piece of... Well, I won't say that in here, but
yeah, silent piece of crap. That's right.
Yeah,
crap is acceptable by the FAA.
That's actually the compliment. Accountant Extraordinaire is kind of
like
a rip.
It was good.
Oh, you like Accountant Extraordinaire?
Yeah, yeah. Know how to hide things. That's right.
All right,
so you guys make it, and we flush it away. So.
Yes.
Anyway, so Swaparama was a big hit with you.
Very
today,
horrible today. Very.
It was a rough day because it was a little too hot out. A lot of the vendors weren't there. It was kind of.
So you didn't have the same take we did last night with that broad?
Absolutely.
Oh, you
wait,
did.
Wait,
okay.
Maybe he went home with her. No. He left early too.
No, I mean, what did you think? What, I mean, you don't say much, but you're always pretty intelligent in your favor. Well, what did you think?
I think she wanted a free dinner out of us, and that was it. I mean, you were actually cordial last night.
See,
people don't. The kinder, gentler Pinker came out last night.
Wasn't I schmoozing?
You were sensitive.
You
were.
I was high.
You came by, you gave her a little peck on the cheek, come join us.
Right,
you know.
Yeah.
So there was nothing wrong with that.
And no sense of humor. She's such a narcissist. Like, you're obsessed with me. I'm thinking, sister, it's a radio show. We talk about people. You just happen to be the flavor of the day.
Exactly.
And I'm joking with her. And I said to her, she's texting me this stuff. And I go, I said, see you in 2 weeks. Well, I thought you didn't want to see me. You know, it's a joke.
It just should be a monthly event.
Right, but we're not listening. Oh, it is going to be a monthly event. Sean?
Dot? Curry Chicken.
Frank will be there. We'll do it once a month. Sean said it. Absolutely. We were there 3 weeks ago. Once a month is a good, hey, you don't have to tell anybody. We're going to be there. Whoever shows. Now, obviously, you want more than one guy, but it's like, hey, we'll have dinner there on Thursday nights, and if two show, a four show, a five show, if you want to bring someone, it could be as big as, it doesn't make a difference. Bring a friend. It doesn't matter.
Oh, heck, we had a whole place ourselves last night. It was wonderful.
I know.
It was like a private room.
It was a private room. And apparently this reputation, I don't know why I'm doing the thing, Alex, our waiter, because, man, you guys are really so cool. I'm thinking, did he think it was going to be anything else? Of course we're cool. But you did. I did have a few gray gooses in me last night. No question about it.
You were goosed.
Yeah.
Pinker was goosed.
But I wasn't. I wasn't obnoxious.
No,
right?
You were very nice and sensitive.
You were the kind of gender. I thought I was in a different room for a minute there. I'm like, this guy's nice tonight. What's not who can I piss off today? Because you probably did enough. You met your quota,
I did my job today very well. Yeah.
All right. Keep going, and Nisha, enjoy the boat. Are you going to actually take it out on water today, or are you going to
I'm not sure
back?
Yet. It just depends if the storms are coming.
If he can get the gas at a discount, he'll be out in the water.
If I can pay $3 a gallon, I'll be out. If I have to pay $4.96, it ain't happening.
Hills right now. So.
Every boat member complains, a boat person member, about the same thing. Meanwhile, they got a $200,000 boat, but they don't want to pay for the gas. It's like being house poor.
Nisha, when you guys get off the air, tell Pinker about that Wave Runner story I told you last night.
I will. I'll let him know.
All right, Scott.
You don't want to tell that in the air. It's pretty bad. Okay, take care. I'll see you Sunday, Jeff.
All right, see you, buddy. Oh, he's talking about some fat broad that fell off
he's talking about the Wave Runner going up a guy's ass.
I
was not supposed to tell you on the air, but that's what he told me this story. They're in some lake.
Yeah.
And two people were riding
Talk about a new crack.
Yeah.
A Wave Runner?
So they were riding on the Wave Runner. You know, you're supposed to have a kill switch on it.
You
attach a kill switch to your life jacket. So. If you fall, it turns off the Wave Runner.
Okay.
Well, they didn't do that. And so everybody fell off, and the Wave Runner ended up going straight up into the guy's ass, and he had to get stitches. That's awesome. That's stupidity.
It's better than a gerbil up there, I guess.
The Wave Runner's a lot bigger than a gerbil.
Well,
also going a lot faster.
I heard, there's a notorious story out.
A famous actor?
Yes.
Named Gear? First name Richard?
Yes, I know the nurse that was on that floor. And she said, it is true.
You know what? I know the gerbil.
Allegedly.
The gerbil said it was true.
The gerbil's been in therapy since.
And guess who's paying for it? Our tax dollars.
That poor gerbil. What he went through.
Literally went through.
Oh, my God.
The crap he had to go through.
Can you please tell me what the idea is? It's supposed to be like an exciting thing. They dump in there and then they keep moving. What's the attraction?
I'm not quite sure.
What's the deal?
I don't think gerbils lay eggs. I'm not sure. Can you Google that, Marty?
What do they do?
They crawl up. So little feet are going up there.
But what's the idea? And then you pull it out of your ass?
It's like a tickler. It's like a tickler. Like beads. They tickle.
You know, when
I don't know.
When I hear these things, I know that we're all there. I really do believe this. That there really and truly is something wrong with all of us. And which is good because we're flawed. It's a good thing because we all are. But all kidding aside, there are some people that take it to the level of, like, I'm not as crazy.
Absurdity.
And I'm not saying it's people go, oh, yeah, I'm so crazy. Yeah, I love being crazy. No. I mean, I know what my, you know, my personality, I'm edgy, I'm this and whatever. I know that I got plenty of problems. But what I'm also saying is that it's not so bad. It's like when Dubiel came to the room the other night, he couldn't believe, like I said, you know what? And I asked him last night, how long did you stay out till? He said 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, okay, and that's fine. I said, you know what? You know one of the few things I do like about me?
What's that?
Okay, I said to him. He goes, what?
Because I'm still looking for one.
I know. I said, about me. I don't care about what you think. I care me. I said,
Now you sound like that girl from the restaurant. I don't care what you think. It's about me.
Well, that's true. This statement is.
Oh, okay, good.
Is that I don't, you know, no, I'm not a boring person as far as, you know, you're out here, like I said last night, you know, being charming, delightful, kidding. I'm not a. But I don't care. So Matt's line is, come on, Jeff, it's 11 o'clock. Let's go downstairs. I'm sitting there in the suite drinking tequila, having a cigar. He goes, come on, let's go. We'll watch. He goes, people watching. I said, are you out of your mind? People watching. I see people all day long walking through the hotel. I see them lined up. I see them at the cab stand. I see them at breakfast. I see them at the show. How many friggin' people do I need to see? The point is, I don't care. I'm boring person. I mean, in other words, to myself, I need not much. When my wife is going to go away in 2 weeks for to visit my daughter, like
marriage prep, whatever.
It's either next week or 2 weeks. I think it's like a week from Tuesday. I don't mean this. You know, I mean, people, because I got that image, I'm home. I mean, I'll go with you guys to Chicago Prime and have something to eat, and I look forward to that. Or I'll be, but I don't like. I don't go to the cigar lounge. I'm not there at 9 o'clock. I'm not out. I mean, I go home. I turn the air conditioning down to 60. I shut the shades. Belle and I are on the couch, and I make myself a nice steak. I have a cigar. I'm chilling, and it could be that way every night. I'm the most boring man in America, but I'm good with that. Watch a little Netflix, throw in a little. I'm telling myself, come on. I used to do this back in the furniture business when I kill some time and I don't want to make the call, I would go to movies myself, which I never mind. But there's a reason. If I had something to do at 4 and it was 2 o'clock, what do you do for 2 hours? Nothing. You hit a movie. So I keep saying, oh, come on, you'll go to a movie. I always have these big plans and intentions. You know, you go to a movie when Kathy's away, you'll do this. I don't do nothing. I don't do anything. But I don't care. I'm not complaining about it. I don't care. So I'm good with me.
So you're unapproachable and boring.
Yes.
That's awesome.
But last night I was not boring. I was not unapproachable.
You were very approachable last night, except nobody wanted to sit next to you.
The
one day you open up to us, day you let your guard down,
you see,
nobody appreciates
you
it.
So
you know what? Just close the door.
So why be that way?
Just be bitter. Just be unapproachable and bitter.
I am a bitter narcissist.
Yeah, but because nicety got you nowhere.
Nothing.
It didn't even get you. No one wanted to sit next to you.
See, here's the moral of the story. Women like being treated like crap because when you give them a hard time, they keep coming back for more. It's sick. They're sicker than us. I don't want to be mistreated. You want to be mistreated. It's my pleasure. That's how I got in high school. I remember being so nice to the girl and opening the door.
That got you nowhere.
I mean, like a bitch. I'm like, wait a minute. You pay for the food. I don't care what anyone says. The bottom line is, chivalry. I don't care if a guy's 16 or 66.
You open the door.
You pay for the, dinner. You pay for the popcorn, whatever it is. I mean, ooh, I get it. That's
be a man.
And then have an attitude. I don't like that. That's wrong.
You know what? I am upset, though. You know why?
I'll tell you, no more nice guy. No, two weeks,
I'm upset about that. You tried.
I did.
Put yourself out there.
I did.
And no one appreciated you.
I did.
I appreciate it.
I did. Look at him. He's turning red as a beet. All right, we're taking a break. Can you get on the horn? Get off the horn and hit a commercial. We'll continue and get out of here. Alex Jones at 1. You're listening to
1530 WCKG.
Nice job. Don't go away.
1530 AM WCKG. Elmhurst, Hinsdale, Oak Brook. The voice of DuPage County. Download your free smartphone app at 1530WCKG.com.
This WCKG Bloomberg Business Report is brought to you by 312 Refinance. Call the mortgage experts, our friends at 312 Refinance today. Call Fran to refinance or get a new home loan. That's 312 refinance.
This is the Bloomberg Real Estate Report. I'm Denise Pellegrini. Have you noticed any homes in your neighborhood that sell, but then get listed on the market again shortly thereafter? That's because the house flippers who try to resell at a profit within 6 months of closing are back. RealtyTrack says house flipping on single-family properties was up 19% in the first half of this year compared to last, and up 74% from 2 years ago. Darren Bloomquist is vice president at RealtyTrack.
What this tells us is we're still actually at the initial stages of recovery. The flipping, I think, is a bridge between a distressed, unhealthy market to a much more healthy, normal, non-distressed market.
The top 15 markets for house flipping include Pittsburgh, Tampa, Daytona Beach, Omaha, Chicago, Washington, D.C., and the New York metro area. The average flipper in the first half of the year made a 9% return, or about $18,000 for each home they resold. That's the Bloomberg Real Estate Report. I'm Denise Pellegrini.
Nail fungus can be embarrassing. If left untreated, nail fungus can be passed between family members and lead to serious health problems. If you have discolored or disfigured toenails you've been hiding all winter, the spring sun will be like a spotlight on them. But don't worry. Dr. Frankel has a solution, and it takes less than 30 minutes. Dr. Frankel of A Foot and Ankle Center uses the only FDA-approved revolutionary pinpoint laser. It's safe, virtually painless, and 90% effective. Why hide your toes when a quick laser treatment can free you from nail fungus? After all, it's open toe shoe season. Contact Dr. Neil Frankel. He'll provide you a free consultation, and you've nothing to lose. Visit afootandanklecenter.com. They have three convenient locations, downtown, Oak Brook, and Lincolnwood. That's afootandanklecenter.com. Or call 800-481-FEET. That's 800-481-3338.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, AutoTrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cash back or low APR. So you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
This portion of the Jeff Pincus Show on WCKG is brought to you by
licensed DuPage real estate broker Michelle Dubiel. Buy or sell, call Michelle. Michelle specializes in DuPage residential real estate. Call Michelle today at 630-812-0093.
It is the Jeff Pincus I Am Angry Show.
I'm not angry.
Not anymore. You vented a lot today. I'm glad you feel better. I'm glad your blood pressure's down.
It's, you know, 300 over 200. All right, we have some breaking late. We have some breaking news from our friend out there in, on the Jeff Pincus Show. It's not a bit. I thought it was a bit. George Bliss. That's, we may not play it a couple times because I have no idea what it is. Something about something happening in Houston. So he just
some old people.
No, listen to this. Here we go. Georgie, go.
This is George Bliss live on the Jeff Pincus Show. Jeff, this is an update. Earlier this morning in Houston, Texas, another terrible, terrible story as four senior citizen men were held against their will for over 10 years in a garage that was nailed shut. The four gentlemen are described as senior citizens, ages 79, 54, 74, and 65, and it seems like the perpetrator, who they have arrested, held these men against their will in a nailed-shut garage to get their Social Security checks and cash them every month. For the Jeff Pincus Show, this is George Bliss. Now back to WCKG.
Oh, my God.
That is messed up.
Oh, Georgie, thank you for that.
But you know what the most messed up thing is? And a 54-year-old is considered a senior citizen.
No, I think maybe it had been a, I thought I heard that too. It could have been a
misspeak, misspokenness.
Yeah, I'm because usually Social Security is 62.
Aren't you over 54?
Yes.
Because that would make you a senior citizen.
Yes.
So this is the Jeff Pincus Geriatric Hour.
Yes.
Live with Jeff Pincus, who's over 54.
Yes.
All right. That is a sad story.
I don't look 54.
No.
I don't look 57.
Because you eat crab cakes. That's why. And you have a nice body, and you look good in a sundress.
How about my cleavage?
It is nice.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe next time you burn yourself, your shirt, burn it in your cleavage.
You know, I thought of you this morning because my wife took the shirt to the cleaners. And it came back, you know, and
let's see if I can fix it.
It's been last week.
Is last week you burned yourself?
Oh gosh, I love that shirt, that blue and
Biltmore. The Biltmore shirt.
I have a couple of those. I love that shirt. That's the way it goes.
At least your nipples are okay.
It's,
as long as your nipples aren't singed.
My nips are.
Did you lose any hair? Did you burn any hair off?
No, I did that when I blew myself with it. You know, I've had some real accidents this year.
Barbecuing.
Yeah, the propane tank I lit with it down, the lid down, and it blew up and my arm was all singed. I was like,
that's not smart.
Who said I'm smart? I do a radio program with no personality.
And offensive.
And last year, all kidding aside, last year was September. Frank was at my house. There was on my back deck. Seriously, you know, the deck was, you know, over the, you know, past the kitchen, and there was, you know, downstairs the basement. So if you fell through. And I hit, and I knew it was there, and I just kind of always avoided it. God forbid I should have fixed it. There was a soft spot, on the deck.
Yeah.
People don't mean anything, but it's like, you know, someone will say someone just died. Well, how long does it take to die? You know what I mean? I just saw him yesterday. I mean, that's just if I tell you as fast as your life can change, I hit that. I was standing there, had a cigar in my hand. I am so lucky. I went flying. It's funny. I went flying through that, you know, the soft spot all the way. My foot went all the way through, all the way, and I ended up, of course, on my crack. I could have fallen through and killed myself or broken a leg.
You could have sliced a ball.
Buddy, you have no idea. And then a broken hip. And then, of course, I came down hard on my left knee, you know, boom, you know, and on my wrist, you know, obviously to brace the fall. And my whole leg, from my ankle all the way up to my thigh, on both sides, you know, because from the abrasions I got from, you know, on the going through the wood, it was horrible. I mean, I was so lucky, and I must have been in shock, because it was September and it was warm, and my teeth started chattering. They had to get me a blanket.
Wow.
And I was fine. I mean, nothing broken. No, I said I'm okay. I'm okay. Nothing broken, but I mean, I could have sliced a nut. I could have broken a hip.
Did you rack yourself?
Hmm?
Did you rack your testicles?
No.
Nothing.
I mean,
zero.
You have no idea. And then my knee, though, was sore for a good 3-4 months.
Yeah.
I mean, walking up the steps, whatever they call it, the meniscus.
Meniscus.
You know, I butcher every word. Dimiscus.
Because I can tell you, I have a friend of mine.
I've had some bad.
Be happy you're not this guy. Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Was going to a concert and decided to jump the fence.
Oh.
Had a few drinks and missed. So he racked himself so bad, his abdomen was bruised. He had to go to the doctor to make sure his thing still worked. But his abdomen was bruised. It hurt to pee.
Ooh.
I mean, that would hurt. Dave,
see,
if you're listening,
just,
get well
just,
soon.
This was just an accident. And yes, I should have avoided that, but
intentionally jumping a fence when you're drunk is not a good idea.
Yeah,
without a cup on.
Yeah. Yeah.
The moral of the story is you're gonna go to a concert and jump a fence, wear a cup.
We all have done stupid things in our life. But that thing was that my point is, you talk about your life changing in like a second. Unbelievable. Or haven't you ever driven? I know this happened to all of us, like where you didn't like you miss someone like by, you know, an eyelash, and you think, if I hit that person, my life would change forever. Hasn't that ever happened to you?
Yeah.
Where you almost hit someone, you know, or a kid, like one time with
jumps out in front of you.
Right. Flew out with a red wagon. I mean, oh my God. I mean, your life's over. It's amazing how fast things can just absolutely change. It's
but
terrible.
You know what? You're still here.
No, I'm great.
I'm still unapproachable. And you're just a lovable
guy. And you know what, though? The at the end of the day is, in all seriousness, the sad state of affairs is I can't even change if I want to. Because no good comes from being good. Do you see what I'm saying?
I agree with that? Yeah, I agree with
you.
Would
you agree with that?
I agree. I could change, and why? Nobody like me.
Why? Right. So what am I?
What are you changing for?
Right. I mean, yes, you should be nice, and but so when you go out of your way and you're really nice, and then
people poop on you.
And you guys even were making—I wasn't doing it to impress you guys. Were like, gosh, you were. Marty's looking at you like the guy was actually approachable. The guy was actually congenial. The guy's actually very nice. And yes, yes, and yes. And then, yeah, people, you know, which is okay, but just goes to show you going. And you know me, I couldn't care less. I sat there going, screw you. Fat. Big deal. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Jeff, before we go today.
Here's what I tell women, and this burns them every single time.
What's
it? But when a woman right around 27, 28, I'll give you 30 just because, you know, kids are so much more mature today. The pendulum swings for the guy. When you're 16 and 18 and 19, I hear this shit from my son. I've heard it from Marty. I've seen it from my own experience. You know, the girls, it's 18-year-olds go to 20, the junior, the senior, all that crap. Well, then what happens when they're 26 or 20 and they hear tick, 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 like the 60-minute thing and the biological clock, and they're thinking, God, I might be left out in this ruse of the marriage game. I need to get married.
And be nice.
See? So then what happens, you take someone that's, say a guy, let's say 55, right? 50, whatever. All of a sudden, he don't have to go out with you, sister, because you're 49. I'm not even saying 22. He can go out with a lovely lady.
35-year-old.
There he is. Just going to say.
Head on her shoulder.
There you go.
Executive.
33. There you got it, baby. And she's, a lot of women are like, they're so tired of it. They're like, you know, I'd like a little older man, a little more sophisticated. He's successful. You know, treat me better. He has wisdom. It's a lot of years, but it's not. In other words, let's say they hooked up. And he goes, well, you got to think about it. Well, he's 50. What if I got 25 good years? You know what I mean? All right, so I'm 60. He's 75, 80. But, I mean, there's, you know, some sort of future. But you don't have to be 55 and go out with a woman 53 years. Forget it. My dad, what an imbecile. God bless him. My mom dies in 1992. 1993, he's dating some old broad. And I go, and he's 65. I go, Dad, she's 64. What are you doing? I said, take out a nice woman 50. You know, I'm 52. You know, you're crazy. You know, you talk. I said, no, I'm telling you, she's some pretentious monkey from Northbrook. You don't need her. You first of all, you have hair and you drive. Okay, and you're 65, so you're all right, pal. I mean, you're not in a wheelchair. You're not, you know, all kidding aside, you're healthy. You got the world by the balls on a downhill drag. This isn't 40 years ago. So these chicks that are 58 and 59, yeah, you know who's looking at them? 83-year-olds in a wheelchair. Oh, but it goes fast. I mean, seriously. That's what cracks me up about some of these older women. I'm like, are you seriously? And I'm not saying it because me personally, this is just a market. This is the way it goes.
Based on your theory there, do you think one leg Larry will find love? Because she's a nice lady.
Oh my God. Yes, I'm sure she will.
What age group?
I haven't said anything all show and you keep bringing that up.
Because I'm trying to egg you on.
I'm not even going to take that bait. But it's, am I right about that?
You're right. You're 100%
about
right.
The guys, the thing. I mean, really.
You're
okay.
Right.
I'm not saying, yeah, I'm not talking, and I don't like the guys.
The tide turns.
That are 55. I take that to 22-year-olds. I mean, come on. But you're a 55-year-old guy, a 50-year-old guy, taking a woman 35, 36, 37, 40. I'm not saying you should just look at age, but you don't have to, like, pick a wrinkle and get lucky at 54. Those days are over, baby. But I'm saying
turn a wrinkle around
and get lucky. Sure.
Is it like popping a pimple?
Well, could be. It's all whatever, you dribbles, you, pimples, yeah. Whatever. And all kidding aside, that's the turnaround. That's the pendulum. That's the turnaround is fair play thing. Because it's so true. Marty and I talk about it. I told my kid, because you know how it is, Dana. And he has no problem with ladies, and I'm sure Marty doesn't either. But all the girls, remember, starts at 14. Guys get a little woody, and they go, oh. And you're, I'm not going out with you. You don't drive. You know, and then, so you're 16 and you drive. I'm not going out with you. I'm going out with a freshman. He goes to University of Illinois.
And he's got a,
see?
He's, yeah, got a dorm, all
right,
room.
Right, all right. Then you're 19 years old, whatever. You know, and then all of a sudden, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. And it's true. I don't care. Women get mad. I'd say it's a fit.
Is it really a tick tock or a cuckoo clock?
I don't know. And then
cuckoo,
they get 40 and they
cuckoo.
Go, oh, and then they expect. That's why some of these chicks at the reunion, I saw, you know, they're going. I'm not going. I saw a couple of these chicks that used to be pretty hot. I'm not exaggerating. 35, 40, 40, packed them on, late 50s. They're nothing. They still think they're 17 years old. They're like, hey, you know, they, with an attitude. I say, listen, sister, you had one too many sponge cakes. What's gotten into you? I mean, nothing. Yeah, like, go with a guy 87 years old.
Can we just say that sponge cakes are not bad, though?
No, that's what gains weight.
I know, but they're not bad for you.
Oh, that's good for you. No, they're not good for you. That with strawberries and whipped cream, it's a little bit much.
Marty's pointing his finger at you.
So, Marty, it's going to be okay. You're 23. You hold out to your 27, 28, 30 years old. You got the world by the balls on a downhill drag. I'm telling you right now.
Just wear a cup if you jump a fence.
It's so true. It's so, so, so true. It's just the way what life works. Not because I say, but I love reminding them, you know, like, okay, yeah, yeah. Oh, like this morning my wife said, I want to fix, I want to mention her name, you know, with someone like our age. And I didn't say anything. This woman's like 53, say. And this guy is like 50.
Wrong way.
And I said, wait a minute. And
he's wrong way.
I said, I didn't say anything. I was like, because the personalities I thought was match up, and they would. I thought, there's no way. There's no chance that I'm fixing up my pal at 50 with a woman 50. What kind of a man card is that? Now, if you said 33, I'm into it.
I'm into it because you're
right.
Into it.
Thank you so much. All right, that does it for us. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for pissing me off and getting me going, but it was great because I got it all out. Just like, you know, you need to do occasionally.
I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Why?
Not me. No, not me. Our friend will see you in 2 weeks.
I hope you're going to be there, too.
I'll be there. I'll be here next week, too.
Oh, stupid. I'll see you in 2 weeks. I thought you didn't want to see me. Hello.
Hey, can we have ladies' night in here? Ladies' lunch in here? Ladies who lunch at...
Hey, why don't we have a ladies' lingerie show? You know here. How they used to walk
yes.
around? Yes. I will do that. We've got to get out of here. All right. Thanks for listening, folks. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday at 11 o'clock for everything you need. It's not the answer. Go to AM 1530 WCKG.com. So long, everybody.